The next patient is Robert Treadwell. The last name is T-R-E-A-D like in Delta W-E-L-L. First name, Robert. This is the clinical case of a 69-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a severe case of the diffuse atherosclerosis, not only cardiovascular but peripheral vascular disease, and we think that this same problem is going on in the kidney. The patient has been going through a very difficult time with acute stroke and blindness in the right eye and peripheral vascular disease. He has been exposed to contrast material, and the patient increased the serum creatinine to 2.1, but the GFR remained between 32 and 36 mLs per minute. The amount of protein in the urine is 1+, which is highly suggestive of a proteinuria that is between 200 and 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has iron studies that reveal a serum total iron of 12 with a saturation of 4% and a ferritin that is 11. This is probably related to the fact that he went through all these processes that we talk about. We are going to start the administration of new iron, NU space iron, 150 milligrams POBID, period. If the patient doesn't give information regarding blood loss, there is no evidence of melena, there is no evidence of hematemesis, and there is no evidence of any trauma as to explain the profound iron deficiency. We are going to monitor this closely after he takes the iron. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, he went to four peers and he had angioplasty in the carotid arteries by the neurosurgeon, and he is doing much better. He is able to stand up and walk. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to smoking, and is we had the counseling with this patient, and we explained to him that most of the problem that he's going through is accelerated and associated to the nicotine abuse. He doesn't seem to be eager to quit smoking despite of our counseling. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration with the statins. And the patient has coronary artery disease that has been compensated. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Prognosis guarded.